Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
And we are taking your calls on this segment. And you are welcome to call 24-7, and we may use them on a future one. 888-5-KILLER. 888-554-5537 is the phone number to call. And share your thoughts on the many, 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 many stories we are covering for you here on the podcast. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on this one. And let's jump over to a phone call about the nurse of death known as Lucy Letby. Let's hear what this individual has to say.
Hi, my name is Amanda. I'm from South St. Paul, and I'm actually calling on the Lucy Letby story. I'm a nurse myself, and I also have had two premature babies, so I'm very familiar with neonatal nursing. And I truthfully don't believe they have any proof that this nurse killed any baby. I don't know how you can prove an air embolism. It's, you know, a 1 pound, some ounce, but, you know, babies that are 1 pound and some odd ounces, you know, their survival chances are not very good, somewhere around the 50% mark, depending on their gestational age. And I just am not seeing evidence that this nurse killed any baby. And I think it's preposterous, and I think it's being sensationalized, and that this nurse likely is very unlucky that she was on duty during a lot of this. Maybe she worked a lot. They said, you know, she was one of the only nurses that was a consistent presence throughout the, you know, that time period. And I think she's a scapegoat. I think parents want, you know, someone to blame when something happens to their baby. Sorry, my child is in the background. So, yeah, that's my personal thoughts. Maybe they will present something in the future that is more proof that she did something. But at this point, I think that they're blaming her because they want someone to blame. And the hospital doesn't want the accountability. They'd rather just have it be attributed to one staff member. So those are my thoughts. Thank you kindly. Bye-bye.
I just don't think you're paying attention. It's my answer.
Well, you say your piece, and then I'm going to say mine because Amanda just reminded me of something. So go ahead.
I mean, there is so much evidence against Nurse Lucy Letby. There is, I mean, and not only just in the hospital of the things that the way that she was acting towards parents, the procedures that she was caught doing in her own home. She was writing things about saying, "I did it. No one's going to love me or marry me. I'm never going to have children." I don't know how you get this person any more dead to rights than you do Nurse Lucy Letby with this case. So, I mean, if you're feeling that way, great, but I'm sorry. Facts are facts. Truth is truth. She can plead not guilty all she wants. And yes, is there a higher mortality rate and such when we talk about premature babies? Of course. But there's a pattern of behavior here, a pattern of things that continue to happen. And I think the evidence is extremely strong. All I can say is Google, do a little research. Maybe you haven't listened to enough of the shows where we talk about this, but that does not equate to that there's no evidence. There's plenty of evidence. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude, but you just don't seem to be have consumed it yet, if that's how your feelings are at this moment in time.
But I can also relate to Amanda that she's, you know, first of all, she's a nurse. So, and there's kind of I'm a veterinary nurse, which human nurses don't like when veterinary technicians call themselves nurses, but that's a whole other story for a whole other podcast. But we get a little defensive of the profession because, you know, for the most part, everybody in the profession is there to help creatures. And it's real easy to say that the hospital wants a scapegoat. There were some staffing issues. The hospital, you know, are they using Lucy as the scapegoat for their inadequacies? Possibly. But like you said, take a look at the note that she wrote that they found at her home. It says, "I am evil. I did this."
Well, the woman,
what did you do, Lucy?
The woman's working all these different shifts, these things are only happening on her shifts. So the hospital's equipment, medication, practices, they look at all that. And the only times these things are happening is when Letby's there.
Yeah. And in her note, it says, "I killed them on purpose because I'm not good enough."
Yeah.
Who did she kill? I mean, have you written a note that said you killed them on purpose? I never have.
Would you write a note that says I killed them on purpose if you're being accused of things? No.
No,
that is just, it's nothing one would ever contemplate doing. It's just something it doesn't make sense. It doesn't. So I'm sorry, but that's my answer to that. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I guess the answer is read more because there is so much against Nurse Lucy Letby that it's kind of silly. I don't know. I mean, I could understand if I was trying to pay attention to something or I was making a judgment on something I didn't have enough information on. I just wouldn't make the judgment on it if I don't have enough information. I don't know where she's coming from saying that there isn't a ton of evidence against Lucy Letby.
And it's probably just the fact of she just dove into the story. And on the surface, it doesn't necessarily, you know, until you dive in and hear every single case that they've got against her, every single death of a child and attempted murder of a child, you might look at it and go, "Wow, we're blaming a nurse for a bunch of babies dying in a NICU." I mean, they're already sick. That's why they're there. They're compromised in some way. But the more you dive in and look at this, she is the common factor in every single one of these child's incidents. She is the common denominator in every single death. And that's a lot.
It is. I mean, it is a ton of information against her. So, I mean, yes, innocent until proven guilty. But I think we're well on the way to that because it just goes on and on and on. And other medical professionals caught her doing things that she should not be doing. It's a huge list. So I'm not going to spend more time on someone who didn't, I guess, do their homework before commenting, but that's the truth. There is far more than I think that she realizes. So, yeah. I guess my rule of thumb is before I say I don't think something is there, I want to read more about it. So that would be all I would say. Study up and then tell me what you think.
I would love to hear from Amanda again. Tell me what you think after you dive in a little bit more and see some more of the evidence. And if she still feels that way, tell me why.
Yeah.
I just want to know why. And I totally appreciate the phone call. I think that's, you know, it's great of you to be listening and to be speaking as a nurse. We want more of that feedback. Absolutely. We want to hear from people in the profession. Tell us what your experience is. And what if you saw these things happening in your NICU? What would you think if you had a colleague that was present for every single one of these deaths?
Yeah. Read more about it and then get back to us. And if you still feel the same way, I'd be very, very curious.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
In fact, if you only want to learn about Lucy Letby, we have a podcast for that. It's called Nurse of Death, The Lucy Letby Story. You can search for it wherever you get podcasts and listen to it in great detail. And it only focuses on Lucy Letby, and it's literally every single case. And every single accusation, we break it down there for you, including the current courtroom coverage. So please do check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of this podcast wherever you may be listening. Stay with us.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.